In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. In the name of Jesus. Announcements are made. That is sort of the way our world works. Announcements are made, and they change things. They can create new realities. Some 80 years ago, we might remember, having seen it on the movies or wherever, a president announced, "This day will live in infamy." At the words of that announcement, things changed. A nation knew that she was under threat, and from that day, we were at war with an enemy. Some 67 years ago, a scientist named Jonas Salk went on the radio and announced a new vaccine. By that announcement, people knew their lives had changed, the scourge of polio defeated. An announcement can change things, create new realities. "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God," the angel announced. "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." Luke 1:30. The words were the Lord's, but the Lord had them announced through the mouth of an angel. God's word is never empty. His word creates what it says. Isaiah tells us about that. The Lord spoke his word at creation, and his word brought the earth and the planets, the dirt and the plants, the animals and the fish into being. Gabriel speaks the word to a young woman named Mary. It is the word of the Lord, and the word brings into being what it says. The word is joined to the flesh of Mary's womb, and Mary is now, at that announcement, with child. We just sang in the hymn, "Not by human flesh and blood, by the Spirit of our God, was the Word of God made flesh, woman's offspring pure and fresh." He was not flesh and blood, we know that. He is the eternal Word of God, who with the Father created all things, including flesh and blood. John 1, verse 1. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made." He is the eternal Word, yet now he has taken on human flesh. He is true man, a child in Mary's womb. Now at the announcement to Mary, he is flesh and blood. The Word of God is never empty. He is true God, but he is among us, veiling his divinity under human flesh. What he does in the flesh, the sleeping and the eating, the walking and the sitting, the speaking and listening, the drinking wine with sinners, the being spit upon, the suffering, the dying. What he does in the flesh, he is doing as true God, God in the flesh, to save sinners. He is true man then, who for us men in our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, as the church confesses. As he is of one nature with God the Father from eternity, so he is now of one human nature with you and me. This he did by being conceived and born of this woman, most blessed, Mary, who is herself a daughter of Adam and Eve, and is thereby of the same flesh and blood, along with us and our children. So it's Advent, the coming of God in the flesh. The announcement is made, not by human flesh and blood, as we sang, by the Spirit of our God, was the Word of God made flesh, woman's offspring pure and fresh. The word is announced. It creates the new reality. The new reality is we have a Lord. Apart from the announcement, apart from the word, we have no Lord. Not the Holy Lord anyway, not the Lord of life, not the Lord who speaks a word and creates something new. Apart from the announcement, our Lord is not of life, but of death. Our Lord is sin, Satan, the world. Our Lord is our own sinful flesh, where we think we are our own gods. In these lords, we find no life, only death. The announcement is made, and we have a Lord. Mary is with child. Her child is of our flesh, like us in every way, except without sin. Her child is our Lord. He makes us his people. He makes us by the word of the announcement that we are forgiven of our sin, by cleansing us with the announcement given at baptism, by clothing us in his righteousness, by delivering us always from sin and death and the devil. As we sang in the hymn, "For you are the Father's Son, who in flesh the victory won, by your mighty power make whole all our ills of flesh and soul." In the name of Jesus, amen.